All right, Judley Surratt is standing by.
Hi, Judd.
Hi, Ro. Hi, Anna.
hello, Judd.
Kevin's here, too.
Kevin is.
Sure,
hi, Kevin.
Hi too.
Judd, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Well, now we got that out of the way.
Niceties.
What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's. Okay. Are you in Winnipeg right now?
No, I'm
You're
home.
In Chicago. Okay, good. Because, you know, Winnipeg, that's that thing. Winnipeg could be just absolutely beautiful,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the baling of hay or something
sure.
like that.
And then it turns on a dime.
Yeah. Or it could be just a, you know, sleety nightmare. That's the way you got to look at it.
What kind of nights have you had up there?
I've had sleety nightmares up there.
The worst nightmares.
Judd, you don't want me to go through every night of my life, do
yes,
you?
You
don't,
do
you,
not.
You don't want to hear that. That's not going to be so good. All right.
I don't know. It sounds like a good segment right now.
Yeah. Well, no. let's stick with the Hawks just for a moment. All right. So the Hawks are an 11-point streak. This is not reminiscent of what the November into December looked like for the Hawks last year. They seem to have gotten on a roll. Corey Crawford, well, actually, both of the net tenders have been pretty incredible so far.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be some gelling, although a little bit of injuries. Are we concerned at all as we had, for an extended 2 weeks on the road?
Oh, no, not at all. I think the Blackhawks are actually relatively healthy, and I think they should feel fortunate at this point because, unfortunately, injuries are sort of the nature of the beast in the National Hockey League, but they've been fairly fortunate in that respect. I think it's only really Tyler Mott and Trevor Van Riemsdyk not making the trip. But, Ro and Anna, if you take a look at the start, obviously the foundation has been the goaltending that they've gotten from Corey Crawford and Scott Darling, but your star players have been just that. Patrick Kane, Marian Hossa, Seabrook, Keith, Jonathan Toews is coming along. Those guys have been game changers. And your young players, it's also given them a little bit more time to grow. And who was the guy who opened the scoring the other night against the Montreal Canadiens? And that was Gustav Forsling. Remember, he's still icing a lot of rookies in the lineup. And those guys have started to grow. And I think going through the National Hockey League for about 15 games will certainly help. There were, I think, some guys who, as they head on this road trip, will feel a lot more comfortable because they've had an opportunity to play about 15 games, and they've played the bulk of those at home, and they've had some success, so they should have some confidence as they start this seven-game trip.
Yeah, and speaking of the seven-game trip, Judd, the circus trip finally comes to an end. This is their last one. How big of a relief is that for the Hawks?
Well, not only the Hawks, but also the Bulls,
yeah.
The other tenant in the building. I mean, it's tough. You know, anytime you're going through an extended trip, especially, you know, through the Western Conference, because, you know, remember, it's going to be through Western Canada for the first leg of the trip and then through California for the second leg of the trip, San Jose, Anaheim, and Los Angeles. That's a lot of travel, a couple of time zones. You have different game times that are going on, and depending on who you meet, certainly in that last half, the California teams can be very difficult. The Canadian teams will be a different test this year that they have in the past, but I think any time that you have greater building availability where you're not forced out for a couple of weeks, it's certainly the advantage for a team like the Blackhawks or a team like the Bulls. And it's fascinating to see that Rocky Wirtz, Jerry Reinsdorf, the building have been able to figure this out. And, you know, who knows, you know, what the circus and the ice show are going to be like going forward. It sounds like it's going to be abbreviated. Rather than 2 weeks, it's going to be one. And that'll certainly make it a lot easier on the teams.
You know what the problem was, don't you, Judley?
The elephants? But they're gone.
I know.
Right?
They're not going to be part of the circus anymore. They're being phased out, which I think is the right move.
I mean,
love seeing them when I was a kid, but it's...
Hold on. I need to know. What was the problem?
Hold on.
You don't... You sure you want to ask?
Yes, I do.
It usually leads to a poop conversation.
Listen, when Ro throws these things out, like I had a... You know, these crazy times in Winnipeg, or I know why.
Sleet nightmares.
Sleet
nightmares.
I want to know.
Nightmares, yeah.
Yes, you know there's a good story
for sure. I don't know what is... What's happening here with the special... I had the elephant in the other room all queued up, and I don't know what happened
to him. The elephants downstairs, Ro.
Well, you can't find the elephant in the room?
I can't find the elephant in the room. Very good.
I can't. You guys keep talking amongst yourselves.
Hey, Judd, the Jets are off to a good start. Second in the Central.
Back to hockey. We'll get to the circus in a second.
Centerman Mark Scheifele leads in points. Patrick Laine, the goal leader. He's the right winger on their top line. What are they doing so well, and how do the Hawks slow him down?
Well, first of all, Kevin, they are stockpiled with young talent. Kevin Cheveldayoff, who's the general manager there, spent some time as the assistant GM with Stan Bowman and the Blackhawks. And the hardest thing to do in the National Hockey League, maybe in all of professional sports, is to be patient. And Chevy and the Jets have been patient, and now you're seeing the fruits of that patience because they've been able to draft, they've been able to develop, they've been able to take their time, and they've assembled this unbelievable amount of young talent on the team. You mentioned Mark Scheifele. This guy is a big, dominant centerman down the middle. He can do it all. Tied for the league lead overall in scoring with Connor McDavid. You mentioned Patrick Laine.
Mm-hmm.
6'5", 18 years old, leading the National Hockey League with 18 goals. This guy is a fabulous talent. I can't wait to see this guy play. But they are loaded with a lot of top-end talent, and they have taken their time trying to get these guys to the National Hockey League level. And keep in mind that the Jets are actually missing six different players who are currently on injured reserve. The one issue for the Jets that maybe the Blackhawks can exploit is the inexperience in net. Connor Hellebuck is the guy who's going to get the start tonight against the Blackhawks. He and Michael Hutchinson, the other goaltender for the Jets, have gotten off to very mediocre starts. So maybe the Blackhawks can take advantage of that, but that's also a very difficult place to play in the MTS Center.
Judd, let's talk for a moment about Brian Bickle, beloved here in Chicago for his play on the ice, but his character off the ice, frequent guests here on all the shows here on WGN Radio. And everyone here in the building loved him, certainly wishing the best for him after being diagnosed with MS. What do you know about the situation? I know he's requested privacy, and you totally respect that at a time right now. But what can you tell people who are concerned about Brian Bickle right now?
And at this point, I really don't know much more than you do at this point. I was crushed to hear that news. You know, you were talking about one of my favorite guys ever to come through this team. Forget about what he was able to do for this team on the ice, but just what he was like off the ice. He was so funny, tons of character, glib. And there were some difficult times for him. Let's be honest. You know, everybody wanted to say, you know, hey, how come you couldn't perform the way you did in 2013 when he basically dominated and helped lead the Blackhawks to a Stanley Cup title over the Boston Bruins that season? And he would stand up there day after day and answer every question as honestly as he possibly could. There are not a lot of people who would necessarily do that. I have all the respect in the world for him and the way he carried himself and the type of person that he is. And you know, I'm just thinking about his wife, his kids, his entire family, and I'm just hoping for the best. There's only one other player that I know of that had MS, and he still continued to play for a little bit, and that was a goaltender for the Minnesota Wild named Josh Harding. Josh is not currently still in the league, and my understanding is that everybody's condition is a little bit different. So hopefully there is still a possibility if maybe it's possible through medication and you know, just by being fortunate enough that it's a very mild case of it, that maybe he can still continue to play in the National Hockey League. Again, that's the last thing on your mind. I think, you know, what you really think about is long-term.
Right. Like, how's he going to be?
How's his family going to be? Right. You know, and that's what you're most concerned about. But my thoughts are certainly out there, and that certainly reverberated not only around the National Hockey League, but deeply within the Blackhawks family.
Sure. No question about it. And MS is a very mysterious disease, but they've made incredible strides with it. And the treatment for it, depending on it's not 100% yet. It's not cured yet, but it's in many cases, it can be maintained, and it becomes a chronic condition as opposed to a debilitating condition. So, you know, we wish the best for Bix and all of the, and again, his family, right? I mean, that's that whole situation, too, with his commitment to community and stuff. You know,
after leaving Chicago, right? Still kept up his
You got to remember how tough he is as well. This was a guy through 2013 that was basically playing in that last round with like one arm and one leg. It was amazing what he was able to do. So hopefully he can try and harness some of that character and that toughness to fight this dreadful disease.
Hope so.
All right. Well, I would like to get back to the circus trip, but my elephants have left the room.
Did you find it?
No.
They're back. Oh my god.
They want to be heard.
I know. Wow.
It's amazing you can fit them in the studio.
I don't know. That was really something. Oh god. Oh, they just did what they did. That's what ruins the United
you
Center.
Just
you know
smell
that
it when you hear that, don't you? Yeah. They just did the splits.
Yeah,
not to smell it.
That's what they did. That's what. That's where your problem is.
But, I don't think I have anything that can pick that up.
But be honest though, Judd, did you smell it when you went back after the circus trip? Did it still sort of smell?
No, not at all. Are you kidding? No way. You would have never known that the circus was even in the building.
A lot of Febreze.
Jim Kohler takes care of that thing.
Oh, don't throw Jim Kohler into the middle of this. There's only so much that man can do. That man is a saint. The man who runs that building.
He's so good at what he does, and his staff at the United Center, the place is completely spotless.
Yeah,
that you would never even know that the circus
was there. You can't get elephant stank out in the first week.
No.
You just can't.
What about that pet spray? Does that work?
No. And you can keep spraying that pet spray in the air. You can do all you want to do. It's just the elephant.
It
just
can't get that.
Now they don't have the elephants anymore, so we don't have to worry about it now. Now it's just going to smell like a very limber gymnast from somewhere on the Asian continent.
Oh, you got tigers.
I don't know. Maybe Weidman will have to load up on the cologne when they come back.
Thank you, Judley.
Yeah.
See you, Judd.
I see ya.
Yeah, no big deal. Violetta,
ew.
Do you have the WGN traffic trouble spots?
I do.